Hello there. So, you got the invitation I slipped under your door? No, I know we've never met before. You've got no idea who I am. And I'm not really dressed for socializing, I know. These dungarees are a bit old and frayed, a bit splattered with paint. All right, a lot splattered with paint. So, let me introduce myself. I'm Lexi, a painter who lives across the street from you. And I have a confession to make. I've been using you as a model. See, if you come over here and take a look out the window, that's your apartment down there. And yes, I can see into your bedroom window. It started off as just a bit of an innocent boredom relief while I was taking a coffee break from some big projects, or when I was just blocked and looking out the window for something to inspire me. What can I say? You were quite an eye-catching man. Just something about your profile, the way in which you moved, and the little things, too. The way you scratched the back of your head when you were working on your laptop. How cute you looked when you yawned and then covered your mouth. It was a little challenging. It gave me something I wanted to capture. And you can judge for yourself if I succeeded. If you take a look at these sketches, what do you think? I think it's quite a good likeness. Oh, I know. It's a bit invasive, a bit rude, maybe even a little creepy, if you really must call it that. But if you'd known, if I'd asked you to come to me and model in person, it wouldn't have been the same. That je ne sais quoi about you would have been entirely lost if you had been self-conscious about what you look like. There was something about how comfortable you were in your own skin. And really, when you think about it, what was the harm? We were never going to meet. It didn't matter if I was using you for inspiration, did it? I wasn't spying on you for any other reason other than my art. Well, yes, I know we're meeting now, and that's because things changed. Well, what can I say? I've always gotten a little deep into my art. When inspiration really strikes me, I can't just stop myself. And in a way, it's your fault that all of this happened. Because you really should have drawn the curtains when you brought that woman home. It simply wasn't fair, you know, for you to ask me not to watch. I mean, damn. I thought I had some good lovers in my time. But you just kept going and going, and she didn't look for a moment like she was getting bored of it. Were you trying to do every position in the book? You couldn't have been putting on a better show for me if you'd known I was there. I mean, I don't know how long it actually was, but it felt like you were fucking her for hours. So many positions. It gave me a lot of time to pull up a chair, pull my jeans down, and just play with myself as I spied on you, imagining my toy was your tongue, your hands, your cock. Well, the reason I'm telling you all this isn't because I want to apologize for invading your privacy. I mean, I probably should do that, but I wouldn't really mean it, because if I hadn't spied on you, I wouldn't have had a chance to create this. What do you think? This is the painting that you inspired. It's only fair that you be the first one to get a proper look at it. Yeah, I know. That's rather shocking, isn't it? It's probably the most explicit thing I've ever done. The primal, untamed male and female, intertwined with each other in an image of power and submission. You were very, inspiring. And if I seem a bit distracted now, it's probably because I've had maybe 6 hours of sleep in the last 2 days. Oh, I just couldn't get any rest with this idea buzzing around in my head. Woo! Oh, any artist could tell you that you have to act on your idea as soon as possible. You can't just put it in cold storage without losing something. I went for a somewhat impressionist style, so it's not entirely obvious that the male figure standing behind the female is meant to be you, but I didn't want to wander too far from my original inspiration, for fear of losing that spark. Do you think I did it? Do you think I captured the essence of the dominant male archetype, both subjugating and protecting the smaller female figure? What? Well, of course they're both naked. Oh, recreating your physique was easy. I had very vivid memories of how you looked when you were just pinning her to the bed and were on top, plowing her. Or when you were standing by the bed with her legs over your shoulders, your body just flexing as you... No, of course I didn't invade your date's privacy. I do have some professional ethics. Sheesh. I used myself as a model for the woman in the picture. Well, I got naked in front of the mirror, and I posed. Like this, I imagined how submissive she'd be feeling, wrapped in your arms. Couldn't you tell it was me? What if I took my clothes off? No, it's not that shocking a thing to do. Seriously. Haven't you figured it out by now? I've been working on this for 3 days. Barely sleeping. Getting into the mindset of the female figure in the image. Mentally. Replaying every detail of what you were doing with that woman. Every position. Every thrust. And now, it's finished. Then I don't have anything to focus all that libido and erotic energy into. How exactly do you think it's making me feel now? Oh, he says. That's right. You see how the female in this painting is writhing, maddened with a longing and need, and how she desperately clings to the male who promises to bring her to fulfillment. That was all me. I've spent days racked with frustrated desire, resisting the urge to pleasure myself. Oh, to put myself in the right frame of mind to make this painting truly authentic. I have suffered for my art. You get me? I've too far gone for my fingers or toys to relieve this need now. Nothing but the real thing will do. The real you. Do you understand? Do you? Oh, it feels like you do. Yes. Just come up behind me. It's fine if you can't take your eyes off the painting. I don't need your eyes on me. Just your hands. Oh, you don't know what that's doing to me when you touch me like that. No, please. I've been burning up for you for so long. Don't be gentle. Slip your hand under my dungarees. Take hold of my breasts. Ah, yes, I'm not wearing a bra. And my nipples are so hard through this t-shirt, aren't they? Please, squeeze them. Tug on them. Use my body however you want. You seduced me without even knowing I existed. Oh, so just claim me. Wait, get the straps down. Yeah, like that. And get that shirt up. Just cup my breasts with nothing in the way. Yes. So good. Oh, such a relief to know the picture. It's so authentic to this experience. I can tell now. I really did it. I captured the essence of aching, raw passion, of female need, of pure, unadulterated womanly desire. All right. I promise to focus on you. You can shut me up with a deep kiss whenever you need to. Get that shirt off already. Come on, I just want to touch, to kiss that body. You feel as good as you looked. Just want to run my hands. I've obsessed over it for so long. Imagined how it would feel to touch this body, to touch you. Oh, over here, lean back against the wall and let me get that belt open and get an up-close look at something else I've been watching. Oh, there it is. The male member, the phallus. The answer to a woman's primal desire. Having it in my hands. Pumping it. Oh, hearing how sexy you sound when I squeeze it. Yes, I'm wet. I'm more than wet. My panties are soaked. I've denied myself for so long in the name of creating something amazing. Hands behind your back. Let me just stroke it. Yes. Let's see how you like it better. Quick and fast, like that. Yeah. Or do you like it when your woman goes slow? Deep, powerful strokes from the bottom to the top. So fucking hot. Just squeezing that pre-cum out of you. Oh, sorry. I wanted to tease you so much more. But if I don't get you inside me in the next minute, I might actually burn up from sexual frustration. Oh, get these dungarees off my legs. No, don't waste time getting any more of our clothes off. I just want to pull my panties to one side and... No, we don't need a condom. It's all safe and I can't wait. Just pull my panties to the side, please. And... Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. You see what you've done to me? It just glided in. Oh, yes. Get me up against the wall. Oh, fuck. That's good. Feeling you press up against my back. Oh, don't go easy on me. I want you to be rough. I want you to just punish me for spying on you. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel it? Oh, you feel how I'm just burning up for you? Oh, yes. Yes, do that. Oh, yes. Just pin my arms behind my back. Oh, make me stretch for you. Oh, it's better than I imagined. Oh, yes, yes, yes. A little faster. Oh, yes. Oh, being held like this. This is what the female in the painting is feeling. Oh, to be mastered, controlled, oh, just made to take the lusts of the rampant primal male. Oh, in love every minute. Oh, fuck. Oh, when you kiss me like that, the ears, the back of my neck, oh, when you reach around and play with, oh, it's too much, I can't take it, hey, I didn't say stop, don't you fucking dare stop, fuck me, rub my pussy, do it, oh, yes, 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 oh. Oh, I need it. I need it so bad. Make me come. Oh, do it. Do it. Please. Do it. Oh, yes. 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 Nearly there. Oh, going. Keep going. Oh, 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 coming. Coming. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, so good. Oh, wow. Oh, shouldn't have denied myself for so long. Oh, I feel dizzy. Let me just sit down. Yeah, that chair. Drop me in there. Oh, no. I'm okay now. Don't know if you've noticed yet, but I'm not the sort of girl who does anything by halves. I've always lived for this. This sort of intense pleasure. I don't want anything to just be decent. I want to reach new heights. Go to the extreme. Oh, put it back in. Oh, I'm not done yet. Why would you think that? Oh, yes, just let me slide down in the seat so you can... That's good. Yeah. Go slower. Yeah. Go slow. But not too slow. It's so hot. Looking at you looming over me like this. Just blotting out the light. Oh, filling my senses. So intense. Oh, yeah. You like me? You're having my legs around you. Just locking you inside me. Oh, come on. Fuck me deeper. Oh, that's perfect. Just like that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that angle. Yeah, touch me like that. Oh, fuck. Why is he gonna come again? Yeah, yeah. Oh, just keep it like that. Oh, I can feel it building. Oh, bend my arms against the back of the chair. Just make me take it. I can just imagine how it looks. Your body just flexing as you drive that cock into me. I press right into the seat. Can't move. I'm just your vessel. You're making my body obey you. You're making me come. Oh, yeah, close. Real close. Just keep it up. Keep it going. Oh, yes, he's nearly there. Oh, I'm gonna again. Yes, I'm. Doesn't happen often. Ooh. Normally, I come once and I'm done for the night. Oh, but now, either I'm so worked up, or you're so good, or both. I just wish I could see us from the outside. It was so hot watching you fuck that other girl. And imagining how it looked just now. Hey, wait. I've got an idea. Just get up and pull out. No need to look like that. It's just for a moment, I promise. Let me turn the chair around and face the mirror. And you stay there. I'll just mount the chair properly. Hands on back, knees on seat. What do you think? Like the view? Get a good view in the mirror as you go. Oh, from behind. Oh, you don't waste any time. Oh, is my male just too worked up to wait? Oh, yeah. So am I. I'm feeling so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me. Grab my hair. Oh, just look at them fucking. Look at us fucking. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh. You sound like you're getting close to coming. Don't hold back on my account. I'm just blown away by how sexy you look. Mounting your female. Oh, mounting me from behind. Just mating me. Going at it like some animal. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm starting to think I didn't quite do you justice. Oh, it's so hot. You're just the conquering male. Oh, God, do it. Cream by me. Make me take all of your load. Oh, I'm yours, baby. I'm yours. Oh, you're there. Oh, you're there. It's so hot watching your face, feeling you against my back. Oh, and feeling your cock as you thrust so deep. Oh, fuck, you're coming. So good. Oh, careful. Don't tip the chair over. Just snuggle with me. Get your breath back. Let me just cuddle up close. Get a good feel of that male body, all exhausted from claiming a woman. Huh? Oh, no. Of course I'm not doing this just to take notes on your physique or your sublime proportion and musculature. Oh, well, maybe a little. I am a perfectionist. And with your permission, this isn't the last picture I'll be using you as a model for. But I have to warn you, if you agree to this, you'll have to be willing to come here and get naked at very short notice. Think you can handle it?